I'm here with Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, and Joe Hanna with the Durango Herald. This has been an issue we've all been covering, but Patrick, you broke the story. And I think what's really interesting is that we're in the state capitol, and typically these people love to talk, and they talk about a lot of bills that don't even do that much. You noticed something odd when it just sailed through.
Yes, this was to fund the legislative functions, including staff. What caught my attention was this is a generally, historically, a non-controversial bill. In the House of Representatives, it passed with only one more vote than the minimum necessary. So 28 of the 62 who were present that day voted against it. Not a single one of them went to the mic to explain this vote. What is so controversial about this legislative budget this year? In visiting with some of those lawmakers who voted no, they said, we object to the $200,000 that's built in for essentially 33 more dollars a day for lawmakers.
What's amazing about this is they keep saying it's not a pay raise, it's not a pay raise, it's a reimbursement. Well, I don't know about you, but if I had $4,000 more in my pocket a year than I have now, that's an increase. That's a pay raise. And it is called per diem pay. So when you increase pay, it's a pay raise.
People on the right side of the aisle, if this were more money going to state workers or public employees, they'd certainly be calling it a pay raise. Joe?
Reporters are ever attuned to inconsistencies in what politicians are saying. Hypocrisy, maybe. We've heard for probably about 4 years now how the state needs to tighten its belt, how families are making hard choices. We've heard for 4 years why state workers can't get a pay raise and, in fact, have taken essentially pay cuts for the past 3 years. Nobody disputes the fact that lawmakers are underpaid. They get $30,000 a year base salary. It's essentially set up to be a part-time salary. For most people, it's turned into a full-time job. Also, nobody disputes the fact that just about every function of state government is underfunded. They're nearly $1 billion below where they should be in funding K through 12 education as per the state constitution. It just kind of struck us that one of the first things that gets restored when the economy starts to turn around is, well, now we have money to raise our per diem reimbursements.
Charles?
The only way to delay this again, as they have delayed this a couple of times because of the recession, is to introduce a new bill. The leaders who are backing this pay increase keep saying, well, there are other lawmakers, anybody can introduce a bill. But at this point of the session, it requires what they call a late bill status. And the very people who are backing this bill to raise this rate are the ones who have the authority to offer late bill status. And they won't do it because they don't want to do it. So, I mean, it's disingenuous to say, you know, a lawmaker can introduce a bill to delay this and then say, you can't introduce a bill to delay this.
You know, we're hearing even from the governor, rural lawmakers, out-of-metro lawmakers, they don't have much money, they're suffering, they lose money. How does that resonate to lobbyists? Like Joe was talking about the education budget, we're behind on transportation, pretty much every part of the budget. Why aren't we hearing more people speak out?
Well, for one thing, it's because the people who work in this building hang out in the circles that are in this building. I guarantee you that the tone deafness that we're hearing from some of these lawmakers, that the public realizes they deserve this, the few who have been candid about the need for an increase in what lawmakers are paid, that doesn't chime around the coffee tables and the dinner tables that they've been giving speeches about for 2 years about the people who are tightening their belts. I think they need to go out and talk to their constituents, see what they think about this, because it is a big deal.
Patrick, that's it exactly on why there's not more outcry against this in the building. If you're a nurse, you're going to be very attuned to the challenges that nurses have. If you're a cop or a teacher, you're going to hang out with people who are just like you and have the same job as you, are going to understand that you probably need more money and are going to understand the special expenses that you have. Most of the social atmosphere here for 4 months, you're hanging out with other legislators or lobbyists. It's not a representative cross-section of the entire state.
And I think it also should be noted that the very bill that's giving the lawmakers this per diem increase includes no pay increase for other legislative workers, the same people that Joe and Pat are talking about.
And this is an election year, Patrick. We've got a lot of lawmakers in close races facing primaries.
Check your mailbox. There are going to be plenty of political ads that play this up to the hilt.
That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, and Joe Hanel, a reporter for the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.